She looked away into the darkness. The brightness and intensity of activity in front of them only emphasized the blackness of the waste ground surrounding them.
"It always ends where it starts," Amanda said. "That's what Carter told you, right?"
"Yes. I should have picked up on that."
"Or I should. It's not your fault."
"Then it's not yours either."
"Maybe," she smiled sadly. "But you look like you need to wear it more than I do."
He could tell that wasn't true. She looked pale and sick. Over the past couple of months, he'd noticed how efficient and capable she was. And he'd suspected she was ambitious too, that she'd imagined a case like this might help her career, without fully understanding what else it might do. He felt a strange kind of kinship with her now. Finding the dead boys in Carter's house had broken him for a time. He knew that Amanda had worked and hoped just as hard as he had 20 years ago, and that right now, whatever her expectations, she must be feeling like an open wound. But it wasn't a kinship that could be spoken of out loud. You walked the road alone. You got through it, or you didn't. Amanda breathed out slowly.
"The fucker knew," she said. "Didn't he?"
"Yes."